Greetings to the Path family. Our slogan at the Path is meeting you where you are. We invite you to follow, share, and check us out on social media. You may connect with us at any time, anywhere, on Facebook at The Path Church or Instagram and Twitter at Join the Path. Without further delay, enjoy this week's sermon.
We are grateful to be able to be together right now and to fellowship together, even if it's virtually, with the Northview Church. And it's just great to have this opportunity. And in to close out the service, so later on, we're actually going to have a very special communion. We're going to be able to take communion with one of the members of Dr. King himself. So make sure you stay tuned for that and get your communion supplies ready for that. You know, as I think about the times that we are in right now, which are some of the most challenging times we've ever faced in our history as a country, definitely in our generation, I was studying my Bible, and the Spirit led me to Jeremiah chapter 23. And in Jeremiah chapter 23, there's a prophecy here about Jesus that I want to read to us. In verse 5, it says, "The days are coming, declares the Lord, when I will raise up to David a righteous branch, a king who will reign wisely and do what is just and right in the land. In his days, Judah will be saved, and Israel will live in safety. This is the name by which he will be called, the Lord our righteousness." The Lord our righteousness. Righteousness is one of the names of our Lord. And, you know, as I read this, I was taken aback and felt so much assurance, because even as we celebrate Dr. King's holiday, we get a chance to point our eyes and fix our eyes on our eternal King, our King Jesus. Here it says that the days are coming when we will have a King who does reign wisely and does what is just and right in the land. And what I realize is that, you know, we live in a day and time where even justice can be relative, that there are different perspectives on what is justice when different situations come up. There are even different definitions of what justice is, or even social justice, right? And the thought that justice could ever be looked down upon or in a negative way can be, you know, disturbing, right? For Christians who understand that God is always called himself a just and righteous God. What I love about this and the assurance that I get is that regardless of whether or not we get justice from people or from systems, we can be assured that God himself is just. He himself is righteous. As I was studying this out, my daughter Layla came up and "What are you reading, Daddy?" And I said, I'm studying out God and his righteousness. And I've read this scripture to her. And I said, what comes to mind when you hear that the Lord, our righteousness? She goes, "I feel safe. I feel secure. I feel protected." And it was so moving to me because it immediately led me back to the scripture where it says, "In his days, Judah will be saved and Israel will live in safety." That there's something about knowing that we have a righteous God who is described by righteousness, who performs righteousness, and his justice is right, that can give us security, give us